Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I had organized online to pick up a prescription and went to the dispensary to collect it, only to be told that there'd been a computer error and the prescription wouldn't be ready for another 2 days. Please come back then. But the trouble was, I wouldn't be able to. In fact, I wouldn't be able to be back for a week. So that was a problem. And I asked for the prescription. I'd take it and have it filled at a pharmacy. 6 visits to 5 pharmacies in 4 towns later, I had the prescription filled. Who knew that a pharmacy can't open if it doesn't have a pharmacist in it? 2 pharmacies were closed. 2 pharmacies didn't have the medicine in stock. And by the time I was getting the prescription filled, I was simply chuckling to myself about how the past few hours had turned out. Okay, I had used one of the trips to visit one of the police stations I look after as a chaplain, never let a chance go by. And yes, standing in the queue with other people waiting for the prescription was good to chat. But it wasn't what I had planned for a simple 20-minute trip. But life is like that. The question becomes, I think, how does one process it, understand it? What story do I tell about it? There are lots of angles to this story I could say. I could say that the world is out to get me. Or the dispensary is not as efficient as it should be. Or the NHS is under heavy strain. Or God is having a laugh at me, a bit like a cat toying with a mouse. Or the demons are at work poking me to get me frustrated and angry. Or that I should have made a scene at the dispensary and not left until I had my medicine, since it wasn't my fault. Those angles and more could describe my day. Maybe it was Titovalis. He was a demon from the Middle Ages thought to be behind the mistakes that the scribes made in the medieval manuscripts. How frustrating would it be back then to make a mistake in a manuscript? It reminds me of the occasional photo one sees of painted signs on roads, such as one outside of a school spelt S-H-C-O-O-L. But whether there are demons in your reality, or painful bureaucracies, or corrupt social systems, we have to be careful not to diminish our personal responsibility for our behaviour. For we all have to find ways of dealing with life when things don't go as we want. That is where having God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is so marvelous, because He makes it possible for us to take each moment, the planned, the unplanned, the things we think are good, the things we don't want to go through, with His promise to be with us and to bring good out of all situations. Not all situations are good, of course not. Most moments in life can be improved, but we can still go through them with a perspective that we are not puppets on anyone's string, that we have choices about how we behave, and that God is already here in the situation, calling us to remember that He loves us and that He can guide us to the best way of responding to each situation. One might say that the gospel is medicine to help us live well in each moment of each day and forever. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Your Son revealed the wonder of Your saving love in signs and miracles. Renew Your people by Your loving kindness, and sustain us in all our weakness, perplexities, frustrations, and trials by Your mighty power. We ask this through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.